Man pleads guilty to stealing vintage violins, robbing bank. Santa Ana, California. A 57-year-old man pleaded guilty Monday in federal court in Santa Ana to a scheme to steal expensive vintage violins and for robbing a bank in Irvine. Mark Murn pleaded guilty to wire fraud and bank robbery and was scheduled to be sentenced February 24th. Starting in August 2020 and through April of last year in Orange and Los Angeles counties, the defendant grifted violin dealers out of the high-end musical instruments, according to his plea agreement. Murn would contact violin dealers around the country requesting to borrow a violin for a trial period under the guise he intended to test it before buying it, according to his plea deal. Murn, who would pose as a violin collector, would keep the violin past the trial period and then would call to negotiate a purchase price and send a check, which he knew would bounce, prosecutors said. Then, when contacted about the bounce check, he would kite another one or in some cases would say he mailed the violin back but it got lost in the mail, prosecutors said. Murn would sell or try to sell the expensive violins, prosecutors said. According to prosecutors, Murn stole a 1903 Giulio Degani violin worth $175,000, an 1823 Lorenzo Ventapane violin valued at $175,000, a 1903 Giulio Degani violin valued at $55,000, a 1913 Caressa and Francais violin worth $40,000, an 1870 Gand and Bernardel violin worth $60,000. And a Francais Lot violin bow worth $7,500. A Charles J.B. Colin Mezen violin worth $6,500. And an E.H. Roth Guarneri violin worth $6,500. Murn sold three of the violins and the violin bow for $44,700, prosecutors said. He robbed a U.S. bank at 4180 Barranca Parkway in Irvine of $446 on April 2nd, prosecutors said. Masking himself with a navy bandana, he handed a teller a demand note that read, $18,000. Withdraw. Stay cool. No harm. Paychex. When the teller said she didn't have access to that amount, he said, give me whatever you have, prosecutor said.